really lasts into the 1890s. And it's characterized by a few things. One is very close elections between the Democrats and the Republicans, knife-edge elections, very evenly divided electorate, not all that much difference between the parties. By this time, they are both essentially conservative parties, certainly by the standards of today, but even by the standards of the time. Whereas you remember when the Republicans began, they were often considered a radical party with a lot of ideas that we would today associate with the left of the political spectrum. But by the Gilded Age, most of those ideas were in abeyment, certainly were not at the front burner. And the Democratic Party strongly associated with the South, with cultural conservatism as well. It doesn't mean there were no differences. The Democrats tended to be the party of small government. The Republicans were the party of a more active government. The Democrats wanted low tariffs. They wanted free trade. The Republicans wanted much higher tariffs. They wanted to protect U.S. industry, and they got a lot of money from industrialists because of that. The Democrats pushed states' rights. The Republicans were more in favor of federal power. And like I say, in many elections, the actual platforms of the party didn't have that much difference between them. But there were some underlying differences, which is quite the opposite of what today we would more often associate with the Democrats and the Republicans.